Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right, fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today, which I will tell you in a moment when someone runs back to the office and grabs the papers off my freaking desk. And they're probably in a folder that says Big Dummy, because I grabbed the full stack off of my little thing in front of me here.
What do you think the choices are?
I want to say Animalize This, I believe.
All right. We did, what, Spill yesterday?
We did Spill yesterday, but Spill is back. Animalize This, and thank you, Mr. Hawk. Good God. And Bite Me. All right.
Bite Me.
In other words, what did someone find in their food? Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And as I said, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go Bite Me.
Bite Me.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Here is your story and Bite Me. The New York City Health Department is investigating after a woman who bought takeout from a restaurant in Midtown found something in her meal. Mixed in with the lettuce, sautéed beef and salmon, and there was an extra little something nasty in Hannah Rosbach's meal. The 27-year-old ordered the food to go and was halfway through her meal when she spotted something. Quote, when I tried to cut it, it didn't feel right. The owner of the restaurant, Ray Park, not the Ray Park that played Darth Maul, he showed the footage insisting the object did not come from his restaurant. Quote, I was thinking, how can this be happening here? Because we have a high standard to run here every single day. Meanwhile, Rosbach says now she can't imagine eating out. She rushed to the doctor, and as a precaution, she was put on antibiotics.
Wow.
She filed a complaint with 311, and the health department says they're investigating. The question is, what did she find in her food? Was it a bat? Was it a mouse? Was it a tooth, or was it a Band-Aid? Bat, mouse, tooth, or Band-Aid? Yeah, so it wasn't good.
Oh, man, I'm going to go Band-Aid.
Hey, Mike, what are you thinking?
I'll follow Miles' lead and go Band-Aid on this.
Band-Aid.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going mouse.
Mouse for Ted.
She is shook, dude. It was a mouse.
All right, Matt, what do you think?
Let's go Band-Aid.
Band-Aid.
Okay, three on a Band-Aid. What did she cut her bite into? Bat, mouse, tooth, or Band-Aid? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Categories by me on profile. This New York City Health Department investigating after something was found in a meal. Was it a bat, a mouse, a tooth, or a Band-Aid?
And Matt, that is the very question that we posed to you, and you agreed with Miles Montgomery. You agreed with Mike Hawk. All three of you went with the old Band-Aid.
Well, thank God
it was not a Band-Aid.
Mouse.
Ted, you went with a mouse?
Yep, disgusting.
There was no winner.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. We got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Steven.
Writers. Or Ted Smith.
V.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there to tell you, guys. Guys, teams and talents, writers, something come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The Louvre in Paris shut down when employees went on strike to protest mass tourism. You don't like tourism? You're a museum. Where are the tourists supposed to go? You think people are really like, we should go to Paris this year and see their banks?
Colbert?
Yeah, Colbert.
Myers.
The Louvre in Paris shut down this week after employees went on strike to protest mass tourism. You don't like tourists? You're a museum. Where are the tourists supposed to go? Do you think people are like, we should really go to Paris this year and see their banks?
That is a, you know, I know it's a joke, but that's also a damn fine point.
Yeah, like, that's yeah. Specifically what a museum attracts yeah. is tourists.
Unless there's a new exhibit. If you live there, you probably don't go back.
Yeah, you're right.
You do if family comes to town. Or that's if you have exactly. friends that want to go see it. But for the most part, it's like the Space Needle. You know why you're there. Your yes. cousin's in town.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't go, hey, it's Saturday, let's go to the Needle.
Why not? We'll just hang.
In a new poll, 47% of Gen Zers say they're having more sex while we're working remotely. Wait, people actually prefer having sex at home than the office bathroom?
V. Ted Smith.
Colbert.
That's me. How is that like a shocking stat? Right. Of course people are having more sex. They're at home.
You're home. Yeah. It explains itself.
People
man.
Already enjoy pooping on the company dime. Getting laid on the company dime ain't half bad either.
Yeah, like I like the bar, but I have more sex at home.
Yeah.
Well, you need one for the other.
Florida Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. Edmonton fans were heartbroken. This was Canada's last chance to win the cup before they become our 51st state.
Colbert.
Fallon?
It's Colbert.
Congratulations to the Florida Panthers who beat the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. Edmonton fans were heartbroken. This was Canada's last chance to win the cup before they become our 51st state.
The makers of Lay's potato chips have announced bacon grilled cheese is the winner of their Do Us a Flavor contest. Same, said those psychos over at Oreo.
Myers.
Yeah, Seth.
The makers of Lay's potato chips have announced bacon grilled cheese is the winner of their Do Us a Flavor contest. Same, said those psychos over at Oreo.
Speaking of the Stanley Cup, they already dented it. So I guess this is not unheard of. Yeah. Basically, they won the cup. They partied with it all night. As of yesterday, I was talking about, I saw yesterday morning, they were already at bars, filling it up with beer and pouring it on people.
Right.
Yeah, so they already cracked the top of it. Jesus. There's a dent in the bottom.
But they have a team that fixes all this, right?
Correct. How much do you think the Stanley Cup weighs? Mm. Ooh. Miles, you should know. You handed me the story.
I will say 36 pounds.
I did read it. 25?
They lift it fairly easily. I'm going to say it's going to be about, 40 pounds.
Hmm. Throw wins. He's closest to not going over. Damn. It's 37 pounds.
36. Oh, damn. That was close.
Good
all right.
work, boss.
I thought it would be heavier.
Right. That's still pretty heavy.
Just to raise
it over your head.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you have the adrenaline at the moment because you just want it. But if you said today, just lift it up, they'd be like, yeah, dude, just look at it.
If you were the guy that was holding it like that for pictures, you'd be like, all right, guys.
Hurry up.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's get this going. Flip the phone around.
I'm getting tired of this.
Shaking and stuff.
Hang on. One elbow's drooping.
Hang on. My nephew's calling me.
Miles is correct, though. There's a team of people that work on it. They say, don't worry. It'll be back in shape by Sunday for the parade.
Nice.
And then also, they say it's more malleable than you would think.
I guess so.
I believe.
Well,
the abuse that thing's had to have gone through over the, century?
Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they took it in the ocean. And, salt water's not good for metal, generally.
Nope. But clearly, hockey players don't care. Like, if you get to stay on the cup, it's like, look, man, for the next year, just do what you're going to do. We understand, and we won't ask questions.
Right.
We don't know what this is on it. We don't know how this happened. Whatever.
Right. Well, it's like we were saying yesterday, too. It's just a cooler trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing. Once you win one, it's just anarchy for days.
Right.
I mean, I remember when the Capitals won, there was they were all in fountains, in just part of the city, swimming and stuff. It's that there's no way that's legal.
Well, when Brady threw the Super Bowl trophy in Tampa to Gronk on a different boat.
Oh my God.
I was kind of wondering what happens if that doesn't make it there, he drops it.
Oh, someone's going down to get it.
That's what I'm saying. But is it going to be a scuba diver first who's just on the ready? He's got a tank. He can swim off and no one will even know he's under there.
They cordon off the area. Nobody dive here.
Just don't pop up right where they are. Kind of go off to the side. Take that damn thing.
I mean, I still think.
Seriously.
It's such a good video of him throwing that trophy. But I mean, if that thing had gone in the drink, you're right. Do you dive right in after it?
I think Gronk would have been overboard in a heartbeat.
But here are the rules. Okay, if you find someone's wallet on the street, all right, there's a moral obligation for you to return the wallet if you can. If you can get a contact with that person.
Most wallets you find on the ground, ironically, never have cash in them.
Because it's ID and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
If you find cash, you might just... If you find cash in a Target, $100 on the floor, are you taking it up to the front desk?
No.
Are you?
No.
Okay. So
Mike would.
All right. Really?
I'm looking around for who it belongs to. Yeah.
I'm not. I'm leaving.
I've got this weird rule. If you find a dog on the street, you're obligated to find out who the owner of that
dog
is.
Sure.
Okay. If you find
but
money,
I don't want your
if
dog.
If you find money,
want your money.
If you find money, now it's up in the air. But my rule is this. If it goes in the water and disappears, it can be anyone's. All right? I'm being dead serious. For some reason.
Is the dog following me?
Well,
I just see a random dog on the street. I'm like, all right, good talking to you, fellow.
Well, what I'm saying is.
Good luck out there.
If you see that a dog is lost or whatever the deal is.
Sure.
For whatever reason, shipwrecks. They find these shipwrecks. And people just,
it's mine.
Right. You find something in the ground. With a metal detector,
it's mine.
It's yours. So where's the fine line here between...
There's no fine line. It's a very big gray area. Because if you find somebody's class ring or an heirloom watch
but that's identifiable, hopefully.
I think it has to do with... Miles is right. It has to do with if it's in the ground, right? History, they have this whole show called The Curse of Oak Island.
Yeah.
These guys have been digging around that island for 3 seasons.
What the hell are they looking for?
Not going to come back and go, hey, that's our pottery.
No, I think Miles has a point. If something's in the ground or
it's yours.
The ocean,
it's yours.
So if it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
But also I think if no one else is looking for it.
They're going to look for that Super Bowl trophy if Gronk drops it.
They're going to look for that, but everyone knows about it. Now, it'd be different if Gronk came up to you and said, look, man, this wasn't on camera. I accidentally dropped that thing in the ocean off the end of a pier. I'm going to go down and get it. But it was on national TV, so I'm not going to steal it. But if he just told me, God, man, I'm so embarrassed I dropped it. I'm getting me a Lombardi trophy.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so let's say he drops his phone in the water, like my wife did, right?
Yeah.
She didn't go get it.
Correct.
Now, if I went and got it, I'd be like, look, dude, this is mine now.
Well, sure.
Because you weren't willing to go get it. But I was.
Yeah, if you're not willing
to
get it.
That's what I told her. I said, if I go get that damn phone, it's mine because it was brand new. And she's like, it's not yours, it's mine. I'm like, well, then you go get your phone.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Or pay me to go get it.
That's what I'm saying. When it gets in the water like that, you're either, if you don't get it and I do, it's mine.
I think that's fair.
But there's also, but hang on. But then there's a line of like, I find this $100 and Mike's like, that's my $100. I'm like, take it off me.
Because
mine now.
You can't identify it. Now, if he dropped his credit card, it's different.
Sure. Has your name on it.
Has your name on it. It's identifiable.
Well, besides Lombardi trophies, a lot of things live in the sea.
I know. I'm just saying. If I catch a fish, it's mine.
Right.
So I think Mike was talking about it yesterday. We're coming up on the 50th anniversary of Jaws.
Yeah.
This is a fun little list here. Most popular sharks in media.
Most popular sharks.
Hmm. So, obviously, Bruce has got to be on there. I wonder if Bruce...
You mean the original Bruce or the Finding Nemo?
I think both are on there.
Yeah, they got to be.
So, Jaws would be one. I think Bruce would be two. I'm trying to think...
What's the name of the mascot in San Jose?
Ooh.
I'm just trying to think. Sharks don't pop up that often,
they
like
really
in that caricature...
His name has to be like
cartoon
Sam.
World.
Right. There was Land Shark from SNL.
Yeah, and Land Shark.
All right.
Land
so,
Shark.
Destiny... From Finding Dory.
I don't know if
I didn't
remember
see that
the...
one. Okay. All right.
King Shark from Suicide Squad.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Big dopey character. He's
about,
like half man.
You kind of liked him.
Yeah.
What about the shark that ate? Was it, what was
Samuel
it?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson.
But didn't have a name.
But it's still.
Oh, that is a good. What is that?
Deep Blue Sea. Do you know why
Deep
that scene sea. Was in there?
Because he had to go do another movie.
Another movie. So he's like, hey, man, honest to God, he's like, he wasn't supposed to die, but he's like, guys, I cannot finish this movie because of contract. Have my ass eaten.
That might be my favorite shark scene in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that movie in a theater in, like, Lanham, Maryland. And I mean, when he got eaten by that shark, to say that theater reacted would be an understatement.
Shirts over the face.
Nowhere.
Shirt over the face.
Just like, go! Damn! Yeah. Lenny from Shark Tale.
Okay, yeah.
2004.
That makes sense.
All right. I'm sorry, that was a fun movie. It was stupid, but it was a fun movie.
Is it just about a shark?
So
what it's doing in life.
No, so Jack Black plays Lenny, and his dad's Robert De Niro. He's a very gangster shark family that he lives in. But Lenny doesn't like to kill fish. He's kind of a vegetarian when it comes to sharks.
Vegetarian shark.
Will Smith is a poor little fish that dreams of the high life, and he ends up, in some way, shape, or form, ending up looking like he killed a shark. So they call him the Shark Slayer. And now Will Smith and Jack Black are now working together to where he constantly looks like the hero and Lenny can fly under the radar because he ran away from home thinking that he was the reason that his brother died.
Okay.
That is a tale.
Deeper than I thought, man.
And then the final two spots, you have Bruce from Jaws.
There you go.
And Bruce from Finding Nemo.
Okay. I called it.
I think I fell off after the original Nemo.
I'm with you.
I did too. I mean, but I saw it 2,400 times, so it's like.
And I'll tell you what, it wasn't a bad burn. It was one of those movies where my kid watched it. I'm like, I can tolerate this again.
Yeah,
I just want to do something new.
It's a Shrek. It's a Toy Story. It's one where if it's on, you're like, all right, I can tolerate it.
Again, my theory. It's just not a Disney one.
That's all it is,
right?
Man.
You cut out the singing, and it's like people are more. I think adults are more apt to be like, all right, we can watch it.
The original Lilo and Stitch. That was another one where I was like, that's fine.
Didn't need to be
remade.
I did
not like that one.
No?
Yeah, I didn't. Like, most of them, I'm okay with. Lilo and Stitch did nothing for me. That's one of the few. Sorry.
No, Stitch.
Shooting eye daggers at me. Like, look, man, I just didn't like the movie.
That one had more of a soundtrack than it did singing, though.
Yeah, that still affects me.
There's Sing, where you know what you're getting into.
I know.
It's the title.
Decent movie.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, I know what this is.
It's all
called
covers.
Sing. Right, and it's covers of tunes I already know.
Which shocks me that you didn't like Trolls.
Those weren't covers, man.
There were some little covers in there.
There may have been a cover or two, but Justin, what's his face?
Timberlake.
Credit to him. Wrote a bunch of new songs for this movie. And the thing about Trolls, it's kind of their deal. If they're happy, they're going to sing.
Sure.
and this sounds horrible, they were happy too much for me.
They were too damn happy.
I need some sadness to descend.
It sounds like a bunch of drunk people around a fire.
It is.
Oh, they're going to start singing. They're getting happy again.
Oh, God, here comes the guitar.
Oh, what are you guys, happy?
Here's Wonderwall.
Stop singing.
Country road.
Obviously, the Stanley Cup Finals are over. We're talking about that. So then tonight you have Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Outside of the state of Indiana, the state of Washington, like, come on, don't let the Thunder win.
I know.
No!
If the Thunder win, the commissioner has to come out and go, all right, Seattle, you get your team.
Yeah.
He should say that before he even hands the trophy.
If they did win, and he said that, would you want them to win?
Well, ooh. Yeah, if it meant we get a team. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If he comes out at the end and says, all right, Seattle, you got a team, I'm like,
in.
Good.
Right.
I'm glad it worked out this way.
In.
Yeah, whatever. If you already have a new girlfriend, you don't mind meeting your ex's guy.
Nope.
So we got a team. I'll feel better. The game going on now.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Police in Nebraska are looking for thieves who stole $3,000 in quarters from a victim's home. We head to India, where a highway is where drunk men on camel do roam. Suspect compliments cop after his aim after getting shot. A woman's life comes to an end after picking the train tracks to take a squat. And someone put a bungee cord around an alligator's mouth to keep it from biting people. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to New York, where there's been an incident concerning one of the local trains. Authorities got reports of a woman that lost her life after getting into the path of an oncoming train around 10:30 at night. While there's not too many details about the story or the aftermath of the incident, what we do know is why she was on the tracks. She had jumped down off of the platform and into the path of the train to relieve herself on the tracks.
Come on, you're New York City. Just pee where everyone else pees, directly on the bench.
Exactly.
It's a subway station in New York. Just pee anywhere. Now, they almost make it safe for you.
Hang your butt off the side if you want to, man. Come on.
Nobody there cares.
I mean, if you've never been on the subway in New York City, it's literally the definition of mind your business.
No kidding.
Yes, it is.
God.
Seriously, you just sit there like, there's craziness going on. Just don't acknowledge it.
I wouldn't survive there, man. I wouldn't do well. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to scramble herself back up onto the platform before the train arrived. So that's how
a rookie move.
That's a rookie move. In other news, interesting story out of India. Motorists had to make adjustments for a drunk driver that was barreling down the freeway. But before you think that our drunk driver is foolish enough to be wasted behind the wheel of a truck or an SUV, take comfort in knowing that he was drunk, riding a camel on the freeway. Video was taken by one of the many drivers maneuvering around the animal and shows the camel at a steady pace, with his jockey doing his best to stay conscious. The man taking the video was able to eventually corral the animal to a stop and tied him off in a safe location out of the way of oncoming traffic. Nobody was injured in the incident. This guy looked messed up.
To be fair, if I'm riding a camel in downtown anywhere, I promise you I'm drunk.
That's a great point.
I mean, it's like, if I see you on a camel in downtown urban traffic, my assumption is that you are hammered.
Oh, God, it's
there used to be a guy that would walk around the city and he had a goat. And like, okay. I don't think he was drunk, but I could always look at him in my head and be like, he's done drugs.
Yes.
I don't know that he's on them right now, but he's walking around downtown. Same thing. If Thrill shows up on a camel, it's like, the hell did you get into this morning?
This morning.
I don't know, man. Okay.
How did he get up there?
I think he was coherent enough to get himself up and on there. Then
I couldn't get on top of a camel sober.
Well, I mean,
seriously, how the hell do you climb up there?
It was probably his camel.
Right.
Well, I hope it's his camel.
Do you know how to make them get down and then you jump on their back and make them stand up, I guess?
Maybe. All from a bear.
Yeah. I assume that's what he must have done.
Right?
Get on down here.
I ain't climbing up a camel. Yeah. Home.
Take me home.
Camel light?
Sorry, now I'm just picturing not only his Thrill on the camel, but he's trained it already.
Right. Yeah.
In 25 minutes.
Right. No, I can't jump up there, damn it. Yeah.
I am hammered, but
I can train a camel.
All right.
Listen's better than my kids.
Damn kids.
Come on, Humpy.
Joe Camel.
God, Joe the camel.
I got him on camel points.
He's just smoking camel. Look at me. Yo, dog.
Body cam footage from an officer in California is making the rounds online after the man that they were there to see made an interesting comment. The officers were responding to calls of a domestic dispute in the area involving an armed and possibly suicidal man. The footage shows when they entered the home with guns drawn, ushering the unarmed residents out of the way before coming around the corner to see their man taking aim with a rifle. Didn't take long for officers to open fire on the man, hitting him in the leg and taking him down. Control of the situation then goes to the officers, who make repeated commands for the man to crawl towards them, to which he admits he's struggling because, you know, he's got a bullet in his leg. Makes the comment, quote, "That was a good shot, though. That was a good shot." The rifle in his possession turned out to be a BB rifle. He was taken into custody and faces multiple charges.
Good shot.
That was a good shot, bro.
Oh, you got me.
I'm fast. That bullet's faster.
They keep saying, "Crawl to us, crawl to us." It's like, dude, you shot me in the leg.
Normally I dodge bullets, right? Like, what is this guy thinking?
Come on.
Right.
Police in Nebraska are asking for the public's help to find a thief. A report was made by a local resident that he arrived home one day to find that his back door was open. Upon investigation, he determined that someone had indeed broken into his house and not only made off with roughly $200 in cash, but also $3,000 worth of quarters that they had in the home that was collected over a span of time with the idea that it would pay for a vacation.
Now that's a racket right there. I like this guy.
Right?
Every quarter goes into a jar. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, I take that jar and I go on vacation.
Hell yeah.
I'm
that's
serious.
That's a lot of quarters.
That is.
$3,000, dude. That's a lot of quarters.
He works at a laundromat.
No, I don't know.
Just 12,000 quarters? Well, you know this. He pays for everything in cash.
Mm-hmm. They've released images of the men responsible courtesy of a surveillance camera from the alleyway that they parked in. Yeah, absolutely. This guy deals in nothing but cash if he's collecting all
the quarters. Well, he's not wrong. He probably paid for the thieves' vacation.
Yeah. Really? Aw. Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Florida, where even killing machines deserve a little mercy. Officers were alerted to an alligator in the area that had a bungee cord wrapped around its jaws. They called one of the experts at the park known as Gatorland to come and capture the beast after about an hour. Such a creative name.
Gatorland.
Gatorland.
Yeah, we got another breakout down at Gatorland.
He was able to wrangle him and get the cord removed. They believe that someone had attempted to illegally capture the gator and failed at their attempt, leaving the reptile with a visible scar around his muzzle. Looks badass,
look,
by the way.
I think it's Florida guy. He's like, look, I got that gator in my backyard, but I don't want to get rid of it. Nah. I'll put a bungee cord around his mouth so it can't bite anybody.
Nevertheless, right. The gator was taken back to Gatorland and is adjusting well to life in captivity along with others. Gatorland.
He's back in Gatorland.
They named this thing. What do you think they named it?
Bungee.
You're damn right they named it nice. Bungee. His name's Bungee.
Gator McGatorface. Shut your mouth.
Men's room sports, the Mariners are on the road headed for Chicago, but you do have baseball currently underway over on MLB Network, and like Ted said, Game 6 of the NBA Finals is underway as well over on ABC. As far as your weather, clouds are moving in, bringing temperatures down to 50 tonight, and they will stick around to make it a cloudy 60-degree Friday to welcome us into the weekend. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Speaking of the weekend, we'll see you tomorrow for the return of Ted versus the FCC and a Bad Choice Friday. Lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.